Hi, my name is Tiffany. I'm an aquarist at Odyssey Aquarium here to discuss the fascinating critter called the snipefish. The snipefish is actually named after the snipe bird, which has a very elongated beak. The association seems quite apparent. Along with the common name paying homage to this long snout, the scientific name does as well. The genus Macrorhamphosis is Greek for great beak. The specialized mouth on this animal is used to pick small food items out of the sediment on the bottom of the sea floor. Because they eat off the bottom of the sea, they are often seen with their heads oriented downward to easier seek out food. May be able to tell by the shape of their face that they are close relatives to another fish. Can you guess? It's a seahorse. Like seahorses, they also lack scales, and instead have bony plates beneath their skin. Snipefish live in groups on the lower continental shelf in deep water. They can be found in tropical and subtropical waters around the world.